The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is a Hurricane Harvey relief special broadcast, live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Fred Vaur and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 2.5?
Something like that.
Yeah, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Vaur, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At producer T. Scott, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we're doing things a little differently today. If you guys have places that are helping, just let us know. If you need help, just let us know. If you want to call in and tell your story, just let us know. We're here for you guys today. Murky says, apparently Scores, the Gentleman's Club, is taking Harvey donations until 9. Hey, even the strippers are helping out. Not a bad thing.
No. Doing their part.
Yeah. You know, go by, put a 20 in a G-string, and drop off some baby clothes.
There you
seems
go.
Like a, seems like a good combination. Couple things from the text line. Did you see the article about Floyd Mayweather donating $200 million to relief efforts? Took about 2 minutes to disprove that one.
Yeah, not true.
Yeah, and I think the Chronicle actually went with that.
It was a fake Chronicle. So
oh,
it was like,
okay.
.tv.com or something
Okay.
like that.
Yeah, I mean, that was obviously, the second you saw that, it's like, no, it's got to pay the IRS first.
Yeah.
So.
But if he doesn't, or if he does donate that, would that cover his taxes since it's a write-off?
It's only a percentage.
Yeah, it wouldn't cover all of it.
No. I don't know because I've never had $200 million to write off.
Right.
I can only speak to a much smaller scale. But, yeah. 832 says, proud to be a Texan. People here didn't wait for federal local aid. A lot of people helped immediately with rescues, and it's encouraging that local authorities encouraged it. It touched me when I saw the giant Tonka trucks helping with the rescues. I feel that most rescues were performed by courageous volunteers giving their times and putting their lives in danger. Special how everyone has come together to help. Well, it's still going to be needed to help rebuild, which I'll be volunteering through our church, one.
Which, like I said, you know, the first responders doing a badass job out there.
Absolutely.
And but from someone who was out there in it yesterday, I would say for every first responder I came across, there was 20 to 25 just civilians out there putting in work. So everybody's doing it. I mean, it is a team effort out there for sure.
Yeah, and we lost a police officer, which sucks, man. 30-year veteran.
Yep.
But you know, these guys are always risking their lives, and I hope we don't take them for granted, because it is great that people have stepped up, and I'm so proud of the people that have wanted to just like you guys yesterday. We're gonna go save people, damn it! And a lot of people have done that, and it makes you know really encouraged by what you see. But you know, our first responders do this stuff every day, and need to pay them more.
Yeah,
get me started on that again. Chase wants to know, is the show going to be on Podcast Arena today? Yes, of course. Just be patient, because we don't have an intern. Obviously we don't want to be risking our non-paid interns to get here to help out with the show.
Yeah,
so we're doing the best we can with what we got, and we've got Tyler, we got AJ, and we got me. So we're doing okay. We need about 30 seconds of sports.
On what?
What are the Browns doing cutting Joe Hayden?
I don't know. I mean, what are the Browns going to do if they keep Joe Hayden?
He's young. It just seems like at some point, don't you have to? Why are you keeping Joe Thomas and not keeping Joe Hayden?
I don't know.
What the hell are they doing?
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird thing, but maybe they're trying to. I would say they're trying to suck for a QB, but from all accounts, the guy they drafted, DeShone Kizer, looks like he's going to be pretty good. So I don't know what they're doing. The Browns, I've stopped trying to figure them out.
It's so weird. I saw that today. I'm like, really?
Did you get a chance to watch the fight on Saturday?
I did.
What'd you come away thinking?
I came away thinking that Connor lasted longer than I thought he would, because I thought he would go 8 rounds.
Yeah.
And he made it 10.
Yeah.
But the fight went pretty much the way that I think both of us saw it. It was just different timing.
Yeah. Well, I said the ninth, so I was, yeah.
You were closer.
Barely off. I mean, yeah. It's about what I thought would happen. Floyd, the first round, didn't do much. He just sort of felt him out, and Connor tired late, and Floyd took advantage of it. And I will say this, Floyd did a good job of at least making it an entertaining fight.
Yeah,
like Floyd started to push forward after round four.
A lot more showmanship than we usually see out of Floyd.
Showed he was willing. I think he once he found out that Connor wasn't going to be able to hurt him.
Yeah,
he started to take more chances, and it made for a more exciting fight.
Yeah, it was a better fight than I was expecting, but I think it went almost exactly the way I expected it to go. 214 says, faithful listener, LSU woman living in H-Town. Love you both. Thank y'all for using your platform to help others. It's awesome to see. Hashtag Go Tigers. Yeah, that LSU game got moved to the Superdome for the Tigers. It's too bad for the people here, but I don't think sporting events in town this weekend are that important to people, frankly.
No.
But, if you guys have anything that you want to get out there to help people, now's the time. Either shoot us a text or give us a phone call. We're happy to do it. And we'll let the people know if you've got a shelter set up somewhere, if you need stuff. I mean, most of the places that we know of are doing really well with donations. So if you're in an area that needs donations, let us know. So 713-780-ESPN. Gary says Floyd taxes donations would have no impact on prior year's taxes. So yeah, this has just been such a hard couple days to watch. I mean, so many of the stories that you see, and then when you see the people up close to it, it's I imagine for you pulling people out of those places, that had to be, I mean, it's just hard to see members of your community in this kind of, in this kind of stress.
Oh man.
And some of those people were, I mean, either trapped in their cars or trapped in their homes for as much as 36 hours.
I lost count of how many, like, late-term pregnant women and very elderly, like, almost disabled people were being rescued. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's another thing that was kind of funny. When I was watching the coverage, there was a girl that was on the roof of a house over in Meyerland, and they rescued her, and when they came down, they're interviewing her, and first thing she said, well, there's a bunch of elderly people up there. It's a bunch of old Jews.
I did hear that. It's funny.
Yeah. So at least there was a little levity throughout this. But, the thing is, this is going to be a long process. But, the first step is to get back out there. And, as soon as you can start having some normalcy to your life, start having it. And it's so good to be back on air, because it's been driving me nuts the last couple of days, and I'd be able to come in and just let people know what's going on and see where we can help. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get any information out, here's another person I never thought I'd say anything nice about, but Amy Adams Strunk of the Titans donated $1 million to
Crazy, right?
Watts. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, man,
these teams and people that everybody hates, like the Cowboys, stepped up big time. Even though they didn't play that game, that's fine. The Titans are stepping up big time. Robert Kraft. Well, yeah. I mean, it's good to see. It's good to see that that all these people recognize just how devastating this is. And, and what JJ's doing, I got to admire it. But And he's actually on there telling people exactly what they're doing with the money, too, which is very cool. Because most of the time when you donate to Red Cross, I mean, you just assume it's going to stuff. But
yeah, that's my church, and I know a lot of churches have done the same. Like, I've got a website where they're taking, I mean, obviously every church takes donations for their church, which my church, a lot of it was underwater, but there's like a scroll down thing that you can give, you know, your normal giving stuff, or you can give to Harvey Relief, and literally every cent that you give to Harvey Relief goes straight into the community and for stuff that they're doing right now. So it's a, it's not like a mega fund that gets dispersed out, you know, when they feel like it. I know I see a lot of people who are like, I want to donate, but don't know where because the Red Cross, they don't trust that they'll get it out timely, but there are ways you can do it.
Well, and also just beware of scams too, because yep. there's a lot of that. That's the thing. There's always going to be some of that crap, but you know, a lot of the legitimate ones, just if you want to make sure your money goes to the right place. And a lot of your companies will do that. I know that Val's company is doing that through their employees, and they're going to put it directly into Relief and let people know, which is very cool. But Lone Star College Sci-Fair campus needs volunteers.
Okay.
So if you're up in that area and can volunteer some time, get over there. Also, A-Leaf Taylor High School is set up as a shelter. They're good on supplies, but could use non-perishable food items from Husker and H-Town. So A-Leaf Taylor High School, they need non-perishable food items. And Lone Star College Sci-Fair needs volunteers. So if you're in either of those areas, you're good. And said, hope everyone is careful about who they hire for repairs to their home. Take it from a guy who survived Katrina, natural disasters, bring vultures out. All the best to those who experience any level of loss. Yeah, that's going to be the next phase of this, is you've got to be real careful about who you wind up doing business with, too. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And the bright side is, at least while I was locked down, I had some Nigel.
Did you? Some good brew?
Yeah.
It's they've got it. And the restaurant's back open today. If you haven't made it out to the restaurant at Carbach, it's a good time to go check it out. Maybe you can't cook right now. You just want to get out and get away from, you've been locked up in your house like I was, you know, for a while. You get cooped up. You want to get out. They've put together a three-course menu. Pairs really well with beer, and it's Houston Restaurant Week. So Eric hand-selected a few Carbach beers. Get a three-course meal with five-ounce beer pairings for only $35. And all the proceeds benefit the Houston Food Bank, and it's probably a good time to be given to that. Every day after 3 p.m. through September 4th. So let Carbach take care of dinner one day this week, and this weekend when you're out and about and you're doing your cleanup work and you want to pop a cold one at the end of the night, make sure you go make it a Carbach, guys. Houston Restaurant Weeks, if you haven't been by the restaurant, you need to check it out. It's fantastic food, and of course all the proceeds going to the Houston Food Bank, and that's through September 4th. So make sure you make it out to Carbach Restaurant this week.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. This is a Hurricane Harvey relief special broadcast live from the Gao Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back. Couple things. Just want to remind you again that the Whitmire's 5-year anniversary is postponed for now. They are open until 8. If you're out there, free drinks for first responders, and they'll get refunds and reschedule info up on the ticket soon. And I was really looking forward to that, but they're going to reschedule it, and they should. So yeah, if you're a first responder and you've had a long day, get your butt up there. Jay wants to know, you guys know of any places needing clothes donations or needing volunteers in the Magnolia Woodlands area? If anybody can help out, just text the show at 713-780-3776.
I will say this, as far as what's been going on here in Houston, like the water rescues and stuff like that, they've started pushing people to other places. Like they're saying go home, and they're sending, like, the Cajun Navy is like on their way to the Golden Triangle now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of that stuff is done here. The people who have wanted to get out have gotten out, for the most part, and clothes is the one thing that I've heard most places are good on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other stuff people need. Blankets are good. Clean towels, dry towels are good. But I, most places have said we're good on clothing.
Yeah, I mean, but blankets and pillows are a big deal.
Yep.
And I know some places need wheelchairs if you've got an old wheelchair. But again, most of the areas that we've been talking about are fine. Like BBVA says they're fine now, and George R. So some of these other places. But yeah, if you have a place in the Woodlands or in Magnolia that needs a volunteer or any kind of donation, let us know, and we'll pass that on to Jeremy because he wants to. And hopefully we can put you guys together. 713-780-ESPN. Soccer Bilal says he's finally leaving the hospital. He wants to give a shout-out to all the hospital staff that rode out the storm. Yeah, I know there were people that were stuck at the hospitals for several days having to work because, man, and Ben Taub, it was a little scary on Sunday because they were trying to move the patients elsewhere. And that's, you know, that's a trauma center. These are patients that are in really bad shape, and they couldn't get them out of there. And yeah, that kind of stuff. But the hospital staff that had to ride all that out, man, that's appreciate you guys too, because obviously you had to deal with a lot. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Can I drop a bleep you on somebody? Hey, people asking, are we going to do Game of Thrones today? I don't know. I don't know that people have gotten a chance to watch it.
Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we'll do that tomorrow. I'll just say non-spoiler alert. I thought it was pretty predictable. Almost everything that we thought was going to happen happened. But we'll talk about it tomorrow. The a couple of weather-related things. The UH-UTSA game for Saturday is canceled.
Yeah.
They weren't able to find another date, and I don't think they're going to be able to, which, fine. You know, that's a meaningless preseason game. I did think UTSA was going to cover, but oh well. And can I drop a bleep you on somebody?
I mean, as long as you don't actually do it.
No, I'm not going to actually do it. But, you know, we're talking about people doing political crap. Well, this dickweed got fired immediately, which I'm glad. Says, I don't believe in instant karma, but this kind of feels like it for Texas. Hopefully this will help them realize the GOP doesn't care about them. This guy was a freaking professor at University of Tampa. He was a visiting assistant professor, which means adios. Sociology professor, Kenneth L. Story. Hey, pal, bleep you. And you're out of work now. Congratulations.
Yep.
Speaking of
hey, man. That.
Yeah. Speaking of instant karma, that's what instant karma is. Congratulations. I hate people like that. I really do. And you know, people are using this as a form for their crap. You're an educated dude. How can you say something that's stupid? I just don't get it, man. 713-780-3776. One thing, too, I always kind of bag on Bill O'Brien for things. Can I say something positive about him?
Sure.
Before they canceled that game, it was obvious he didn't want his guys to have to play it.
Right.
He kept saying, that decision's above my pay grade. He said it about three times, and he made it very clear that he didn't think they should play that game. And ordinarily, I'm ripping him for stuff like that, but I'm glad he said that, because I think he made it pretty well known that it wasn't the right thing to do. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
So. Oh, did you see he got employed for a day?
No.
You probably missed this. Art Briles.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I saw that. I mean.
Your beloved Hamilton Tiger Cats hired him. And then thanks to a, quote, tsunami of negativity from fans and media.
Thank God.
Yeah. I think. We talk about people being tone deaf a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe they don't get it. You know, they're pretty far removed from the situation, but they didn't realize how ugly things were here.
Here's what he said. Most of the tsunami of negativity started in the United States. Well, okay, I'm fine with that. I think most of the social media activity was generated out of the states, where Art Briles and Baylor is still a very fresh issue. I think we clearly underestimated that. I don't know. I saw a lot of it from Ticats fans and CFL fans, too. But, all right, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Said, we understand the tsunami of negativity that was going to happen, and we made a mistake trying to contemplate a second chance versus the impact of what had happened at Baylor. I think as the day went on, it just became very clear that despite the fact that most people in life believe in second chances, it just became clear that this was not acceptable to people. No. And the owner was a little more direct. We made a large and serious mistake. We want to apologize to our fans, corporate partners, and the Canadian Football League. It's been a difficult season, and we're searching for answers. Yeah, they're historically bad this year.
Yeah.
This is clearly not one of them. We have listened. We are reviewing our decision-making processes, and we will learn. We will go on. I want to thank our fans, partners, and the CFL for their help and support. He was he was a lot more direct that, okay, we screwed up. Much more so than the CEO.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, tone deaf is one way to put it, but I kind of do think that was just something that maybe they didn't realize just how negatively that would be taken.
Yeah.
I think there's a pretty good reason why the guy can coach. I think there's a good reason why nobody's hired him.
Yeah.
Usually a guy that can coach that well, he'd have a job right now, but nobody was willing to take on that negativity.
You know how desperate they are for answers? You know who else they worked out? Johnny Manziel.
Oh, boy.
And they basically just said, nah, there's too many red flags. Even now, it's like, oof. Carbach just tweeted this out that they're going to accept donations during beer garden hours.
Okay.
So here's what they need. Baby wipes, baby powder, dog food, wet cat food, cat litter, full-size towels.
There you go.
So, if you want to help out by going to Carbach, plus you can jam on some really good beer.
Yeah.
I actually think I'm going to try to get out tonight and after being cooped up for so long.
Everybody has been, man.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get out and try to have some fun. Just unplug for a little bit. Lamont said, are we going to talk Game of Thrones finale? We just live Game of Thrones finale. Yeah, we just said that. We're going to put it off until tomorrow. I have to admit, I was not, because of everything that was going on, I wasn't real excited for it. I mean, I had been leading up to it, but it was just...
It was tough to concentrate on it.
It was. And that's why I watched it a second time, just to make sure that I didn't, my opinion wasn't colored. But at one point, I think it was sometime yesterday, I was just so overwhelmed by flood coverage that I had to go back and watch season one of Rick and Morty again, just to have something to laugh at.
Yeah.
I just needed to escape because it was... Yeah, it's just so much, and it's so devastating, and you're inundated with it over and over, and you see so many people in your community that are suffering, and then you see all these people step up, and I'm so proud of everybody who did, and continued to, and again, this is not going to go away. We're going to be dealing with this for a while, and we're going to be here and do our best at the station with these people to help the people that are here to help raise money and help do what we can in the community. And, because this community has been really good to us and a lot of people at the station have already given a lot. And I'll mention again that Sean Salisbury's given a truck away. So you can go to his Twitter timeline and figure out how you can tell him your story. And, whoever needs it the most is who's going to get it.
Yeah.
But, this area has been great to us, and we're going to be here for you guys, man. I mean, that's just, I've spent my whole life here, and I've had a couple of incidents this week dealing with some of the stuff on our other businesses with people out of town who really had no clue what the hell was going on here, and were just treating it as business as usual. It was all I could do not to bite my damn tongue, speaking of tone deaf, and... Yeah, it's just like, I'm worried about friends and coworkers I haven't heard from. Like I said, Barry was basically AWOL for a day. My daughter was, was in Meyerland. She was scared. Our buddy Michael from Get Me just got devastated.
Lost everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that kind of stuff. And it's not just that you're seeing people on TV. These are people you know and care about that are dealing with all this. Yeah, I wasn't too patient with people. Saying, well, are you going to make deadline on this?
Did you see the number of cars that were likely to be destroyed?
Yeah, what was the number? Was it 500,000?
Between 300,000 and 500,000 wow. vehicles could be destroyed by the storm by the time it's all said and done. I mean, it would if Houston lost more than 300,000 cars. I mean, the area has seen 325,000 new vehicle sales in the last 12 months. So it's
so everyone's new car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The demands for cars typically drop during the month of a hurricane, but then it spikes after and causes prices to increase. An analytics firm called CoreLogic estimated that Harvey could cause up to $40 billion worth of damage in Texas. Billion. It's crazy, man.
Well, we'll get through it. That's the thing. And
let me tell you, this storm, I know this is contrary to popular belief, like the storm doesn't only affect poor people.
No.
Because I can tell you, there were a lot of Benzes and and Escalades with their back door popped up and just filled to the brim with water that I found yesterday.
A Ferrari underwater.
Yeah. It got everybody.
Beamers.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's the thing. This storm didn't really ask whether you were rich or poor or whatever you were. It just picked its spots and nailed us.
The very first car we came across when we were going across the creek on the bridge there was a Beamer, and the sunroof was broken. All the windows were up. You couldn't see inside the car except for in the very front. Like that's where we were getting on our kayaks.
Yeah.
And we looked in the very front, and there was like a big round brimmed straw hat leaned up against the passenger side windshield.
Ooh.
And we were like, oh no. So the sunroof was broken, but there was like a screen part that you would pull forward was still closed. So we go to tear that thing open, and you know, we don't know. We're reaching in there. We think it might be a body in there. It ends up being just a hat. Thank God. But it freaked me out.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
Meanwhile, this is literally 5 minutes into our trip, and I like sliced up my hand on the freaking sunroof glass. So I'm bleeding all over the damn place in this. Lord knows what's in that creek, what's in the water that I'm running around. And I was like, oh God. I'm going to get gangrene. My arm's going to fall off. It's a great start to this trip.
I'd go get a tetanus shot.
Yeah. I spent the evening soaking in hydrogen peroxide. So who knows? If I die, I die. You know, what are you going to do? All right, guys. Got to tell you about DraftKings football season. It's almost time. And there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings, 1 week fantasy football. To celebrate, they're hosting a $100,000 contest. It's totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. If 40 of you draft the perfect lineup, you can cover the Harvey damage. That'd be really nice of you. But you would all have to draft the perfect lineup. That may be unlikely. With DraftKings, there's many ways to get in on the action. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you compete against a group of your friends. They've got beginner and casual contests to make sure you're playing against people of your similar skill level. And you get to draft a new team every week with no commitment. Go to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code Houston. You'll play in DraftKings' free week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And don't forget, if you draft the perfect lineup, you could win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion week one. The contest is totally free to enter. No reason not to try it. DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
From Dave Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and John Granato, we celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. Work it,
that don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up.
is a Hurricane Harvey Relief Special Broadcast, live from the Gao Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Apparently the death toll now roughly 30.
Man.
And I'm afraid... I
think when they start uncovering a lot of these cars, it's going
to
be worse.
And some of these neighborhoods that they didn't get to people, I think it's going to get a lot worse. But one of them, Houston Police Sergeant Steve Perez, who's 60 years old, 34-year HPD veteran. So, and then just a heartbreaking story about that van that they found with six bodies in it.
Yeah.
That was rough. So, yeah, if you guys have any questions, any, any information you want to pass along to help people out, or if you even need help, just either give us a call or shoot us a text at 713-780-3776.
Is it wrong that every time I saw Ed Emmett on TV this week, all I could think was, if the Astrodome was worth saving, we'd have people in it right now?
No. That's...
And, like, aren't there better things that money could go to?
Yeah. Like, flood recovery, for one.
Yeah.
But
or even, how about just make it a green space? That's one thing I know the city needs more of now. I read so many articles about how Houston is built to drain, but we've covered up so much of the green space here with concrete that it just can't. So how about instead of an indoor park, knock that thing down and make it an outdoor park with trees and ground that can soak up the weather? That'd be a good thing.
713-780-ESPN. Lamont says Whataburger pledges nearly $2 million for Harvey relief efforts.
That's awesome.
I will go eat a Whataburger just to celebrate. Let's go to Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey guys, sports.
Sports, Brian.
Listen, gentlemen, I got a 2-part question. It all has to do with the storm and whatnot. I'm currently in Indiana. I'm a power lineman. And I have been hearing a lot of different stories, and my curiosity was about the airport situation. I'm supposed to fly out there tomorrow, and I can't even get a straight answer if the airports are going to be even open. And I'm talking about the Intercontinental Bush Airport. My second question would be, I got a house full of people that are drinking normal tap water, and is it even safe? Because I haven't heard a whole lot of emphasis on them telling people not to drink the water and or if they got to boil it. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, it depends on where you are as far as the water thing.
Yeah, but inside around downtown in that area, the water's fine. I've been drinking tap water for 4 days.
Yeah.
So, and I haven't died yet.
I know there are some areas like for us, it was if you lived west of 249, in my area, you weren't supposed to drink tap water. You're supposed to boil it. But that's a by area thing. I would say if it's even questionable, don't drink tap water. But apparently what's the date today is the
30th.
The 30th. Yeah. Flights to and from Houston have been canceled through noon tomorrow. After that, there's going to be some flights out of Bush and Hobby.
So
afternoon tomorrow.
Yeah, you're probably about 30% tomorrow, I would say. But they've started limited flight operations today, but that's like private jets and, you know, probably not private jets, but stuff like FedEx and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's funny you should ask that because there is some breaking news on where you should boil your water, which I will...
On the stove? number one option, right?
Boil water notice issued for certain utility districts, but it doesn't say what they are yet. So this is just breaking. And let's see. Here we go. Inverness Forest Subdivision, Residence P&B Water System. I don't know where that is. The UV6 Water System and the SRC Water Supply / Last Water Company System, Sellers Estates. I'm not familiar with any of those except Inverness Forest.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The water at my place has been fine. Although if I get violently ill here in the next couple of days, I've been drinking a lot of it.
A Lamont says Sylvester Turner, Abbott, I'm guessing Governor Abbott and Ed Emmett are rock stars. Honestly, I've seen a lot of Sylvester Turner, a lot of Ed Emmett on the TV. I didn't see much of the governor on TV.
He kind of came off as stiff. I have to say, as much as I dislike Ed Emmett for his Astrodome stance, I think he's done a really good job with this.
For sure.
Keeping people
I was just saying, it just pisses me. Every time I see him, that's all I can think about.
Yeah.
But listen, I've made it pretty clear. I think our governor is a I don't like our governor very much, or our lieutenant governor. But if they, I don't know, I haven't seen him much. I don't know how he's reacted to this, but if he's doing anything to help, then I'm happy about it.
You know, I don't like Ted Cruz either, but if he's helping out,
yep,
I'm all for it. But
you don't like Sergio Garcia, but look at that.
You know what? I'm the biggest Sergio Garcia fan in the world now. This week.
And another guy who's doing kind of the same thing is Matt Carpenter.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah.
He's going to do 10K for every home run he hits.
And Adam Wainwright is matching it.
Yeah.
Which I makes you root for those guys, man.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. A friend of mine says, my coworker's stuck in California. They've delayed her flight until next Tuesday. It was originally scheduled for Monday. Yeah, that's the thing. I think, you know, I give you about a 30% chance of getting in tomorrow. And I think full service is probably not going to be up and running until the weekend. Plus you got a lot of planes that have to get back here. I mean, it's a mess. I mean, I hope you get in tomorrow. It's like, I hope my neighbors get in tomorrow, but, I have my doubts. It's just, it's one of those things that you just don't know until, I mean, at least people can get to and from the airports now, which was a big deal.
Yes.
Because you got flight ops and everything that couldn't get there. Well, now you can at least do that. So I think you can start resuming some kind of normal service, and it just won't be at the level we're used to.
All right, guys. If you've ever thought, man, I'd love to work in computers, it's a great time to do it. If I told you it's not too late, you don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career, I'm telling you. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. And at My Computer Career, you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on The Blitz, special edition today. We get back in touch with everybody. A couple of my dad was down in Rockport checking on our house yesterday and has seen plenty of tornadoes growing up in Oklahoma, but he said the town will never be the same and is almost three quarters destroyed. Yeah, we haven't been able to see too much out of Rockport because people haven't been able to get there, but it sounds very bad. So,
my mom, she has a beach house in Indianola, which is around Port Lavaca. And it's literally the only thing between her and the beach is a road. And thought for sure it'd be destroyed. Nope. The road got destroyed. Like the asphalt got torn up. But her house made it. I don't know how. But it was right there taking the brunt of it and somehow made it.
Texter says, I drove in this morning from McAllen and brought boxes of bottled water and canned food. Where can I donate them? Boy, we've had some people tell us. If you guys could reiterate a couple places, we'll be happy to pass them on. We've just had so many that we've done that just let me know again, and we'll be happy to tell you. Appreciate you, man. Probably wasn't a very pleasant trip getting up here from there either, considering some of the damage that was in between.
Man, there was people from Florida, Arkansas, Michigan, all over the place. Yes, Louisiana, obviously, people from all over yesterday.
Yeah, and man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate those guys coming in and helping. I mean, and you know, Louisiana, they get it because they've all been through it. Every city over there, just like every city over here, and Texas has always stepped up for them, and they've always stepped up for us. So, just really appreciate everybody. So, okay. So for our texter, Holy Name Catholic Church and the North Side still needs stuff. So, there you go. If you can get to Holy Name Catholic Church. And that would also be a good answer for our guy who was looking for a place to volunteer. All right. I do have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day for you.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I figured we needed a little levity, right?
All right.
This one is kind of perfect because it involves my favorite pro sports team. A drunk guy. An amusement park. And, well, we'll just start it off with that. Toronto Maple Leaf scout Lindsay Hofford is facing 5 charges after allegedly becoming intoxicated, stealing a golf cart, and hitting another vehicle in a New York State amusement park over the weekend. That's pretty much a triple crown, right? The sheriff's office said the incident happened at Darien Lake around 11:40 p.m. Saturday. Sidebar, that's where the wife and I got married, was Darien Lake State Park. Excuse me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've been, I hope I'm not coming down with something, basically I said it was an ongoing investigation, but according to the Buffalo News, Hofford was arrested and charged while driving while intoxicated, unauthorized use of a vehicle without the owner's consent. So he basically stole the golf cart, leaving the scene of an accident, making an unsafe lane change, and refusing to take a breath test. He is a director of Eastern Area Scouting for the Leafs. And that is one of the most Canadian things I think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So he appeared in court Sunday afternoon. So basically, he got drunk, stole a golf cart, crashed it, made an unsafe lane change while he was crashing the golf cart.
Can't do that.
And refused to take a breath test.
All right.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Nice to know that somewhere in the world, people are still dumbasses.
That's it.
Aren't all lane changes unsafe in a golf cart, though?
Well, it's a state park, so I mean, most of them are like dirt roads, as I recall. There is a bridge that but
because I mean, you don't have signals or anything. You can use your hands, I guess, but nobody would.
Well, I'm guessing he was too drunk to be thinking about signaling with his hands.
Right.
He obviously just like dove across a road and crashed into something. I just think it's so funny that they tack on making an unsafe lane change. I mean, it's kind of unsafe enough that you crashed into something. So, 713-780-ESPN. Lamont says all the national media are trying to make Abbott question Sylvester's decision not to evacuate, and he's telling them bleep you. I think that's one that it's pretty... The national media that's questioning that really have no clue about how this area is set up and how it would have been almost impossible. If you knew in advance exactly what was going to happen, which we never do with these storms, yeah, you could have gotten people out. But, you know, yes, some traditional areas flooded, but a lot of places that have never flooded before just got nuked. So, Matthew said he's done a great job with this, in my opinion. He's done a better job as mayor than I expected. I'm voting for him next time. I agree, and I voted for Sylvester the first time, but they got to get this. The one thing I'll keep saying is I got to get this thing straightened out with the firefighters. And I hope that doesn't get pushed aside now because of the storm. But I would agree that Sylvester's done a very good job except for that. 713-780 ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And I was going to make a joke, but I want to talk about other people stepping up. Anheuser-Busch sent more than 500,000 cans of water to Harvey victims. That's very cool of them.
Yep.
A lot of businesses, a lot of athletes, a lot of people just stepping up. It's great to see.
I think Oscar Blues canned water as well.
Nice. Ooh, the Black Fred. Who did it best, Gym of the Day or Russillo?
I'm going to go Russillo.
Yeah.
Plus, he'll be back next week.
Plus, Russillo's an American.
And he wound up naked.
Yeah.
That was...
Nudity trumps everything.
Yeah, right? I think the nudity trumps it.
But I didn't realize that this was in Wyoming.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, like, how many houses can he mistake for his own there?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to go Russillo. Although, oh, geez. I'm going to steal a golf cart, eh? Lamont says, not sure who the producer is. It's Tyler. He goes, but I only trust Jong to edit the black lady that went off on the CNN reporter. You got to play this. Yeah, you got to get that, Tyler, on the next break. And we got to play that for the people. Because part of me was just rooting her on, like, good for you.
Oh, yeah.
So you will have to edit it.
May take a segment or two, but I'll get it.
Yeah. There's not that much. Because it just starts up at one point where, you know, first she's just answering questions. You could tell she's a little pissed. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, boom,
it's
boom.
Funny because, like, the media, the news people, and they've got so many newscasters. And you know what? I don't want to crap on them because they're out there. They're working their asses off. They're out there trying to get a feel for what's happening in the city, and I appreciate that. But they're pretty horrible interviewers.
Yeah.
And everything is like...
How do you feel?
When you were seeing all your stuff being destroyed, how did it make you feel? Well, how do you think it made me feel? Like, and they all ask the same stupid questions. And it's have you ever seen anything this devastating? And no.
The answer is unequivocally no.
I mean, no. They ask a bunch of questions that they already know the answer to, and then they expect people who are going through like the craziest trauma of their lives to, you know, entertain them for whatever reason.
And to be fair, these guys were out there from Saturday morning on for 3 days. I bet they didn't get
You're
much
dying,
sleep.
Aren't you?
No,
did you catch the AIDS while you were in this thing?
No, I did not, but I might have gotten sneezed on by somebody the other night and now it's...
Oh, great.
But, no, I think so many of them...
It's going to get in my infected wound on my hand. And...
You're 20 feet away. You're fine. Ugh.
This is how zombies start.
It is exactly how zombies start.
The Night King...
There's an apocalypse, which happened, and now, like, one person has a disease and infects another, and then it just spreads like wildfire.
I'm fine. Right. I will be fine. Just a little bit of a cough.
You will rebuild?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I do think some of them get a little punch drunk and just get stupid and ask dumb. I mean, they're not, you're right, they're not great interviewers to begin with. That's not what they're there for. Most of them are there to look pretty and, yeah, and just the facts kind of thing. When it comes to this, that it's just not their skill set. And the other thing, could you please, we don't need you standing in 5 feet of water to show us how deep the water is. All you have to do is show us how the water relates to the stop sign. That is the dumbest thing that TV people do. And I don't get the point of it. And I still, one of these days, want a big old honking wave to just take them away.
Got one thing stupider. Standing in water and saying, listen to this, and putting the microphone down to the water. Can you hear that rushing? Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being TV news guy, like reporter, not the job for the brightest and the best.
No, you just have to have a pretty face.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. And, you know, again, those guys have a tough job, but especially like this, and especially when they're working round the clock. But some of the things, it's just, it's so embarrassing what they do. So Tyler will get that for us. But, hey, guys, I got to tell you, we got games to bet this weekend. And it's time to score big with MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, huge upsets, and heart-pounding finishes. And if you join now, MyBookie is going to match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. about that? In-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site so you never miss a single play. At MyBookie.ag, you can pick the side, total, or even hit it big with player props. And if you listened to us last week, you got on MyBookie and you bet the fight like we told you to bet it, you made money. Doesn't matter if you've been a player for years or you just like a team's colors because they match your shoes. MyBookie.ag caters to all players. Start winning big today. How about this? You sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal? Come join MyBookie. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to MyBookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.